Shalom to all. Today we're learning Zachas Chulin Perak Aleph Mishadal and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rochol Shishi B'zeichet Afayin Ruzivik Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And we think it's the proper place of Shechita. Mishadal says Hashachim Yad Stadin, someone who shechts the animal from the side of the neck, Shechita's like Shera. It's perfectly fine Shechita, and not only is it perfectly fine, it's actually 100% Lechatchila. That's a great way to shecht. However, now we contrast this to something else. We know that by bird karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash, Shechita is not done with a knife. Something unique called Melika is done. The Kohen holds the bird in a very complicated position, and he cuts the back of the neck with his fingernail. And so now we bring that into discussion. Hamoilik minat stadin, if he does melika from the side of the bird's neck, melika sepsula, that melika is pasul. As we had just said, it has to be done from the back of the neck. Now, going back to shechita, hashoichet min ha'oref, if somebody shechts from the back of the neck, he takes his knife, he cuts through the back of the neck, the mafrekes, which is like the bone or cartilage in the back of the neck, and it keeps on cutting until he hits the simanim, shechita sepsula, that shechita is pasul, because he already basically killed the animal. He made an avela before he got to the simanim. However, hamoilik min ha'oref, one who does malika to a bird in the base of mikdash from the back of the neck, malikasak sheira, is malika's kasher. Not only is it kasher, but that's the lechatchila way to do it. We now continue mentioning other scenarios, even though we already know this. Hashreichim min ha'tzavar, one who shechts from the neck, shechitasak sheira, that shechitas kasher. Was hamoilik min ha'tzavar, who does malika from the neck, malikasak psula, is malika's pasul. Shekala ayref kasher malika, the entire back of the neck is kasher for malika, v'chala ha'tzavar kasher l'shechita, and the entire front of the neck is kasher for shechita. Nimtza, turns out kasher b'shechita. Possible by Malika. That which is kosher for Shechita is possible by Malika, and kosher by Malika possible for Shechita. Whatever is kosher by Malika is possible for Shechita. Now moving right into Mishnah Hey, we're taking a little bit of a pause discussing Hilchas Shechita. We're going to have a few more cases regarding that which is kosher by this is possible by that, and that which is kosher by that is possible by this. So Mishnah Hey tells us kosher b'tayrin possible b'nei yoina, kosher b'nei yoina possible b'tayrin. These are two different birds that are brought as korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Atar is often translated as a turtle dove, and that has to be brought when it's a little bit older. And a ben yoina is like a pigeon or a dove, and that's brought when it's younger. That's why it's called a ben yoina. So if this is kosher to be brought as a tar, which means it's older, so if it's a ben yoina, it's possible because it's too old. It has to be younger. And if it's kosher to be brought as a ben yoina because it's young, it's not to be brought as a tar because it's too old. And tchilas hatsihov baze o baze, possible. In either of these birds, a tar ben yoina, when the neck feathers start becoming this like golden yellow color, so they're possible to be brought both as a tar and a ben yoina because it's too old to be a ben yoina and it's too young to be a tar. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the mission of Vav and Zion. With more of these scenarios, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.